این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. Neither the Iranian Muslim nation nor any other Muslims, and as a matter of fact, no open-minded individual, will recognize Israel. We shall always support our Arab and Palestinian brothers. Quds belongs to the Muslims and must return to them. The issue of Quds is not a private or personal issue. It is neither the exclusive problem of one country. It is neither the exclusive problem of one country.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to talk about some certain speeches and sentences of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and then shed light on some points and lessons in these speeches in order to be used by us in our everyday life Well, on the subject of sincerity, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Nothing in the devotional act is as important as the intention and its sincerity. It is the sincere intention and pure purpose on which depend the perfection or defectiveness of ibadah or worship and thus their validity or invalidity. Spiritual traits constitute the soul's primary character and intentions, to which actions are subservient, making up its secondary character. As long as self-love remains in the heart and a person remains in the oppressive habit of the self, he is not a wayfarer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he is one of those who cling to the earth. Shirk in ibadah, that is some type of polytheism, encompasses all its levels in the inclusion of the good pleasure and satisfaction of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the own self of one somebody or someone else. If it is for someone else's satisfaction and for people, it is outward shirk and what we call in fiqh as riya.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
If a person expels the love of the world from his heart by means of self-discipline and persistent struggle against his mundane desires, he will be the same in solitude and company, inwardly and outwardly. And if someone leaves the habit of the self to migrate to God as mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله Whoever goes forth from his house an immigrant to God and his messenger and then death overtakes him his wage will have fallen on God If the person be such in this way and sets out on a spiritual journey and thereafter he encounters complete annihilation, then his reward lies only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very beautiful point. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.